actually has caused a fair deal of stress. A lot of people are quite unnerved by it all because, you know, they're saying, well, does this mean it's going ahead because they want to acquire? And others are saying, well, no, the company can't surely do that. They wouldn't have the money to buy even the first farm.
John Dalton is the spokesman for the Kingaroy Concerned Citizens Group. He says last month about 16 landholders received letters from Morton Resources, the company with a mining development licence for a parcel of land about 10 kilometres south of the town.
It's an invitation to begin talking to Morton Resources about acquisition of land or alternative arrangements if they don't want to acquire the land. We have had a meeting about them. Many of the landholders were, you know, sort of taken aback by it because some of them said that, you know, normally a letter to begin discussions about acquisition of land sort of sends a sense of certainty that the mine is actually going ahead when in fact the company hasn't, to the best of our knowledge, filed the first piece of paperwork to even apply for a for the mine to go ahead. So they've got, you know, an absolutely long way to go to do the very first thing, which is to secure a market. Well, until they get a sale of coal or a market, you know, the whole thing of even talking about land acquisitions just seems out of balance and back to front to many people.
Morton Resources says it's just weeks away from starting the approval process for the potential mine, which is about 25 kilometres away from the Tarong Power Station operated by Stanwell Energy, a potential customer for the coal. Stanwell says it doesn't need an alternate source of coal for its power station, as it has its own mine, Meandu, with enough supply to last the economic life of the assets. It's says figures used by Morton to justify switching to their coal overstate the fuel costs for Tarong Power Station and create a misleading impression that their project could save Stanwell millions. Morton Chief Executive Jason Elks says the company sent the letters to engage early with affected residents and he's confident there's a market for the coal.
As long as you can get your coal to port, you can sell it to the spot market, but we are in talks, as we have been, with looking to secure our long-term agreement in any event, but there's always a market for coal on the spot market.
So would you then be considering your markets to be mostly overseas? I know that when you talked in your pre-feasibility statement, you were talking about wanting to sell to the Tarong Power Station.
Yeah, look, we've talked about a domestic supply. We've never named Tarong Power Station in our pre-feasibility, but look, we still believe there's a domestic supply. We believe the state government would be interested in saving over $100 million a year. So it's still a potential for a local supply. But equally, we're also progressing to look for overseas offtake agreements. Either project works. They both stack up economically. The asset's that good. It's just about what's the lower risk for our company, and we're going through those processes at the moment.
I've spoken to Stanwell about your statements about the amount of money that could be saved. They say that the figures that you're using significantly overstate the fuel costs for their power station. In reality, they're arguing that your coal would be more expensive than what they can supply themselves. How do you know that your coal would be cheaper than Stanwell's, given that Stanwell can't release how much they're paying for their coal?
They can release that. It's in their public statements. It's in their annual report. So if they're going on the record and saying that their own public annual reports are wrong, that would be an interesting position they put. They would have to basically admit their annual reports and their public statements have been incorrect. So if that's the case, and they could point out to us anywhere in their annual reports where they've made errors, we'll certainly change our figures. But at the moment, we rely on their own public information, which is public. It's released once a year. Allegedly, it meets the accounting and audit standards. And we've certainly used Deloitte Access Economics to review our working. And look, they're the best economics firm in the country. And they agree that's the way you read an annual report and that's the way we should interpret the data. So Stan will probably have two choices in that argument. They either admit they've got something wrong, means they need to change their own publicly released information, or they probably concede it's real and they actually move on and admit to the public of the gross spend they've had for the last 16 years on the asset.
In a statement, Stanwell Chief Executive Officer Richard Van Bredde said,
I have advised them that Stanwell has no need for or interest in coal source from Morton's proposed project. We own Meandu Mine, we own the infrastructure and the equipment, and we have a mine plan that provides us with the flexibility to compete in the dynamic and highly challenging wholesale electricity market when conditions change.
ANZ senior commodities strategist Daniel Hines says the further the coal has to travel, the less attractive it becomes for buyers.
Domestic sellers of coal certainly become a lot more beholden to regional buyers, or buyers obviously within a close proximity, because the margins we're talking about are relatively low and can be eaten up pretty quickly when you start moving the coal a large distance. Really, the competitiveness of coal as a fuel is certainly challenged when large transport costs come into play.
Kingaroy resident John Dalton says landholders can't understand the strategy, and they'll be meeting with the lawyer on Monday to take advice about the letters they've been sent.
We continue to believe that it has poor prospects as a proposal. I mean, even if it did want to go ahead, it is just a replacement mine for an existing one. So it's not as if the town gets a sudden new industry. It's just the same industry in a worse place right next to town.